Thank you very much, Meredith. Wally Lewis in a moment. Wispy, tonight live on SEN Track. Thursday night's always been a big night, and now that there's not much sport on, Thursday night before Good Friday, of course, you can get into Trackside live from 6 o'clock. Simon O'Donnell, Campbell Brown, they'll be covering the Thursday night races at Pakenham, the trots at Bendigo, the greyhounds at Bendigo, and at Sandown Park. That's live from 6 on SEN Track everywhere, then simulcast from 8 on 11.16 SEN. I think I might even pop in and say g'day to those two boys while that is on, because that to me sounds like a bit of fun. They do it Gogglebox style. Just sit around and talk, have a chat, and throw talk about races, have a quaddy, get their best bets out, all that sort of stuff.
Sounds like it's right in your wheelhouse. This discussion about whether or not it's worth anything to win the grand final. At this stage, we've got figures of $250,000, $500,000, and $1 million out there. Nobody seems to know. We've actually put a call into the AFL to find out exactly whether or not there is a cash bonus associated with winning the flag. But it's time to speak to one of our all-time favourite sportsmen in this country, isn't it?
All-time rugby league immortal, and you reckon one of your very best friends. News that the rugby league are looking at a May 21 return, 14-round season, state of origin in the middle of the year. That is extremely positive. Is it too optimistic? I'm not sure. Let's speak to Wally Lewis, who joins us. Good morning, Wal.
Good morning. Yeah, it's a bit of a strange time in sport, isn't it? We're wondering what the hell is going to be going on, because it's footy time.
Exactly right. And you are one of our greats, and you're heavily involved, and you read the news as well, the sports news. And I don't know whether you like Tim, but are you getting to the news time and saying, what the hell are we going to be talking about tonight?
Yeah, usually. And I think I'm in the same category there, because I'd like to see other blokes putting it all together. But, I think it's much better, much safer when they do the reports, and I'm not going to get it wrong.
Are they too optimistic here, rugby, setting a May 21 return date?
Yeah, well, the NRL boss, Mitch Landis, he basically had been making a bit of a call early that people thought that he was getting a little bit too carried away too soon, but the NRL, the ARL, have been working pretty hard with it to try and get underway. I probably, when I was asked about it early, what I thought the best idea was, they're talking about splitting the competition. I thought they were trying to get started too soon, and the best idea was just to try and play each other once, if you possibly could, throughout the course of the season. And that's one of the ideas that they'll be arguing about this morning when they have another meeting. But certainly, if there's an opportunity for footy fans of all codes to watch their sport on television during this very difficult period, it's certainly going to bring a smile to many faces.
Hey, Wally, would the Queenslanders and Melbourne Storm, would they be, if this model does get up, would they be at a disadvantage having to fly in and play these games? This is what's sort of being proposed. They'd fly in for a period of time and then fly back out again. They'd be at a serious disadvantage, would they not?
Yeah, there's no doubt that if you're travelling, every second or third week, it's going to be difficult. But if you're doing it every week to go and play a game, it's got to be a little bit tough for them when you understand that, you know, you've got some sides that are going to be doing it. North Queensland, they'll be coming a lot further than anybody else. The Broncos, the Gold Coast, Melbourne, and of course the New Zealand Warriors. And they were the guys that that we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, when the Warriors were suggesting that if they were to take part in the competition, they'd have to come over here and base themselves in Australia for the entire season without returning home, because of the lockdowns once they go back. So it's a very difficult period. I think it's still going to take a little bit of polishing to get the idea in place before the final decision is made.
Hey, Wally, back in the day, this whole idea of having everybody together in sort of this big hub that was proposed at one stage, and blokes living in dongas and all that sort of stuff, back in the day when you played, that would have surely been a recipe for disaster, would it not?
Yeah, and I guess that's a nice way of you saying there's not many blokes that like me in rugby league, so I would have been in an argument basically every time I went down to grab something from the shop or gone out onto the training field. But to imagine a whole pile of blokes, and I was listening to one of my mates the other day, and he said, "Oh, how good would that have been?" Could you imagine? Like, you go training, and you wouldn't get sick and tired of being sick and tired with blokes that you didn't like. You'd have a different bloke basically to go and have a drink with every night. I said, I don't know whether that's going to be the case for a lot of these guys, but certainly if you are all thrown into the one place and. There's a Moreton Island up here outside Brisbane, which is a beautiful place, very, very quiet, and there wouldn't be too many other distractions for the players over there. But, you know, to have to put up with that and basically then go and jump on a ferry, come back over, or a light plane to come back over to Brisbane and play the games, that's got to be one of the most difficult assignments in the history of sport, and certainly... if they can bring this one and polish it a little bit more, I think it would be far easier.
We're with Wally Lewis, Rugby League Immortal. Wally, if they did go into that sort of a lockdown where they're all in the one joint, would all the players separate into state of origin type lines, regardless of their team alliance? Would you just see all the Queensland boys start to go to one side and the New South Wales boys go to the other?
that could take place, I guess. You'd have your clubs locking down together, staying alongside each other until you got sick and tired of their company. But no, I don't think it'd come into the origin stuff too quickly until the representative time of the season would come around, because there's no doubt origin would play a very important role in the execution of the matches. You know, whether they'd get the chance to be able to do that, I really don't know. But I think it's still pretty early days yet. That we're still going to need to change quite a few things. But you know, to imagine that everybody's going to be involved in a competition finally. It's something that they've been pretty hungry for quite some time.
Yeah, we all are. There's this insatiable appetite for any sort of sport, but clearly the NRL and the AFL for us is the thing we are missing the most. Hey, Tim Watson, my colleague, Wally, every time we come up with a big-name guest, you know, I say, oh, we got this. He goes, oh, he's a great mate of mine. And I said, oh, okay, that'll be good. And then it doesn't quite work out that way. And then I say, oh, I've got this guest. Oh, he and I go. When I said we got Wally Lewis, he said, me and Wally are great mates. We did It's a Knockout together. Can you remember that at all?
Yes, he can. Mate,
I tell you what, I can remember it. In those days, I had a little bit of hair on top of my head. I was a lot fitter than what I am now. That has got to be, that's a trip down memory lane, that has got to be 35 years ago.
It's a long time probably ago, longer. You were the king. I just referred to you as the king back in the day.
But it was good to be in each other's company. I certainly enjoyed it. I'd heard all about this bloke, and I thought, geez, I'm going to spend a bit of time with him.
They were
enjoyable days, very enjoyable days. But he was probably thinking, who's this mug from Brisbane playing that game that I've never heard of anyway? So I don't think he wanted to spend too much time in my company. It was the other way around.
You've just made his absolute year, Wally. That'll be played on a promo for our program for the next 3 weeks.
Why do I send you the bill, mate? That'll be.
You're a good man. We appreciate you jumping on. We hope Rugby League can get away. If it's May 21, all good and well. If not, then we'll wait with great interest. We love our Melbourne Storm down here, of course. So we appreciate you jumping on. Okay. You stay safe.
Gary, just quickly. Thanks, before boys. You go, Wally, are you available for the reunion of It's a Knockout later this year?
Yeah, I just think the execution of all those very difficult things that we were trying to do would take a little bit longer than they originally did. But we're very willing and able to get there. Let us know where and when. We will be there.
Okay, great. I'll make sure our other great mate Mal Meninga can make it as well.
Great joy to have you on, Walt. Thanks so much.
Good on you, boys. Thank you.
Wally Lewis, what a star. What did you say then?
King.
Was you call him King, did you?
I call him King. Yeah.
You call him King when we were hanging up on him. Do you know what? This is what I'm going to say. I'm going to throw this out there to our audience. 0433 98 11 16. I try and listen intently. I try and listen to the timbre of people's voice. I'm saying he had no idea who Wisp Watson was. Do you agree or disagree, or do you think there is a connection between Tim and Wally Lewis? Tim thinks he and Wally are great mates. Wally then played along beautifully. My reading of it was, who in the hell's Tim Watson? I can't remember one bit about It's a Knockout. Give us your thoughts. 0433 98 11 16.
Gary, what? There was so much warmth, I had to put on 50 plus during that conversation.
I'm not seeing it or hearing it. You tell me otherwise. 0433 98 11 16 after the break.